Yeah, my name is Donovan. Pastor already introduced me, but yeah, I'm just grateful and thank you to be here today to Pastor Steve, the senior pastor, and Pastor Unami, and the pastors Helen and Pastor Charlie, Pastor Steve and Pastor Angela. Just an apology for my wife because she's helping in Kwinana. She's a caterer, and so she's got a lot to do. So she thought if she comes here, she won't make it to get back on time. So, yeah, let me get my notes ready. The message today is entitled, Christ is Complete. And as we know, Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the God who was, the God who is, and the God who's still to come. So, he is complete. But what we need to do is to have faith in him and put our trust in him so that we could follow what he has already done for us. It's not going to be easy, but we got to. And my text is from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. I'll just read it and then I'll go on because I want to do an introduction. So, but this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. So that's who we put our faith in. Christ has done one sacrifice and sat down on the right hand. But we go back to the Old Testament and we meet Abraham, who is the father of many nations. And we see that after these things, well, actually, I didn't mention that this is the faith series we're doing now. This is the first part. And Pastor Charlie will be doing the second part, I think, next week, for sure. Amen. And so, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid. You know, we are afraid, and that's fear. But God is saying, do not fear, because that's the opposite of faith. We've got to have faith. We've got to believe. So God's saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. What lovely words. But you've got to believe it. You can't just say yes, but you don't believe it. But Abraham said, Lord, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abraham said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And we see that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him righteousness. And how important is that? That it was accounted to him for righteousness. Because it's not just belief. You've got to have an action to that. You know, like on a Friday at work, the supervisor would say to us, it's Friday. No rush. Take it easy. Relax. But does he mean it? Because he's saying he wants the job done. The job has to be done on the same day. So we can't say we believe, but at the same time, we're not really, you know, we're doubting. And so, excuse me, it's just like we can't profess or confess to be Christians, but we're silent about it. We've got to have an action to that. You know, it's Paul said, one will plant the seed, another one will water, and God gives the increase. So, it's like if you have a beautiful house and you plant this wonderful lawn, and the next thing, you don't maintain it anymore. What's going to become of this lawn? It's going to be just a big bush, or it's going to be dead. So it's the same with our faith. We need to maintain. We need to continue, and we need to nurture it so that we can bear fruit. Otherwise, you're like a silent, you know, silent movie. So you're watching a silent movie. It's hard to really know what's going on because you're not hearing the words. Now, you've got this Christian that's just, nobody knows. Everybody, they say, yeah, he's a Christian, but is he confessing? We got to be able to say, I believe in Jesus. It's not easy, but it's going to be, that's how you're going to bear fruit. And there's a little story that I'll just tell you quickly. There was a man that bought a piece of land, and his plan was, all right, I'm going to cultivate this land and produce. And he found out this land had a very hard black rock on it. He could not break it up. But anyway, he decided, I'll sell this land. I'll go to another country, and I'll pursue riches there. And he left. The new owner came in that bought the land, and a few days later, the priest is coming to visit him, the local priest. So we're not sure, the first owner might not have been a believer because the priest never came. But when the priest came to visit the second owner and he came in the house, sat down in the lounge, the first owner had a little piece of the rock he tried to break and he left it in the lounge on the shelf. And he was talking to the new owner, and when he looked at him, he said, where did you get this rock? He said, no, this land, yeah. He said, do you know what's that? There's a piece, there's a diamond in there. And this guy sold up and went to look for riches somewhere else. We need to pursue, we need to endure with our faith. We believe Jesus Christ. We can't all of a sudden, oh, I'm feeling a bit down, I'm feeling a bit weary. We've got to work on our faith. We've got to yield a crop. This guy went to another land. That land is what we know as today Kimberley in South Africa, one of the biggest diamond mines. This guy sold it up and left all that. So the moral of the story is we can't grow weary, you know, because in due time, in Galatians 6, in due season, you will reap your reward. Just keep going. And we go back at the story of Abraham, and we see he believed God. But then after that, he was tested. Because on his age, he had no heir. And it was something we can say impossible. Impossible for him and his wife at that time to have any children. But he believed God. He never said, I know you can forget about that. And it so happened that the heir was Isaac. And not long after, God said to Abraham, take him and sacrifice him. How hard was it for him to do that? And that's to see, will he do it? God is asking us to do something. Are we able to do what we are being asked to do? And when he was about to sacrifice his son, God said, no. Now you're no more Abraham, you are now Abraham, the father of many nations. Because God saw this man will do it. Is God seeing that we are able to do what he's asking us? Are we able to go that extra mile? And we go to Hebrews again, and we see what my brother Blemmer was saying this morning. Hebrews 10, is it? Yeah. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these things, with these same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. So, continue please, brother. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those approach perfect. For then will they not have ceased to be offered. For all the worshippers, once purified, would have no more conscience of sins. So they sacrificed these animals, and it was like a ticket, because you sin and then you sacrifice. And this is what God was getting tired of. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. So let's go to verse 12. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down at the right hand of God. So, he is the reason why we are saved today. He's washed the slate clean. All we need to do is to believe. All we need to do is to accept him. And that's where our journey begins as believers, once we have accepted Jesus Christ. And I remember when I gave my heart to the Lord, I got baptized. It was on a Thursday night. It was four of us in a cell group. And the praise and worship leader, he was the of a Christian center, he baptized us. And I'll never forget, when I came out of the water, I had that joy within my spirit, continual laughter. And it was not on the outside. It was deep within. And that's when one soul comes to repentance, the host of heaven rejoices. All we need to do is believe. And faith, if we go to 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I broke it up. Now, faith is a substance. A substance in a scientific meaning is the mixture of two solvents. So you've got a substance and a solute to get a solution. So a solution, if you know in a maths problem, what's the answer to a maths problem? Solution. So the answer to our faith will be the mixture of our love and God's grace, God's mercy. That's our faith. Of things, could be things on earth now or things to come in the heavenlies. Hope, hoped for. Hope is confirmation, right? Confirmation of our, let me just read it. It's confirmation but it's God's faithfulness. So it's confirmation of God's faithfulness, which is by all costs, right? And the evidence is proof in a trial or a testimony. So we know that Jesus Christ had to be tried by a governor, which was Pontius Pilate. And Jesus Christ, right, said he's the Son of God, so they didn't believe him, they crucified him. But on the third day, he rose. So when he rose, that is the evidence we got. There is no proof. The tomb is empty. They've looked all over. Archaeologists have tried it. We would not be here today if they found the bones of Jesus Christ. So in a court, that is the evidence we have of the God that we serve, that is alive, that has risen from the dead and is seated on the right hand. So we have life. And the word life, I've broken it up. We are living, informed for eternity. So that's the life we have that Jesus rose to give us. So we can now live knowing, okay, we want to get to heaven. There's certain things we have to avoid. There's a lot of distractions out there. But if we live informed for eternity, the life that Jesus gave us, we are going to, our name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is the most important thing. As a believer, we need our name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you look, broad is the gate, and broad is the road that is leading to destruction. And there are many traveling on this road. We as believers cannot be on that road, because that road is heading in the wrong direction. Everything today is very fast. The cars are driving at high speed. People are living their life. Parties, whatever goes with that. They're trying to reach the highest high. But the problem with that, when reality hits, you got to come back down. And you realize there's no satisfaction there. Because why do you have to do that over and over? But whereas the narrow way, when you're on the narrow way, you're looking ahead of you, and Jesus Christ is ahead. Your eyes are fixed on him. And so you can't look too much to the side, otherwise you might slip. You've got to just look ahead. So this is what Pastor Steve was speaking about last week. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need this word of God daily washing us, so that when the word is sown into our hearts, it's like the sower that went out, and some of the seed fell on hard and stony ground, and the other seed was choked. But we find that the seed that fell on the good ground yielded a fruit. And this is the seed that we need to yield, fruit. People can see now, this one is planted. This one is a believer. And that's all the testimony we need in the marketplace, amongst our families. People can see, you know, this one, he's serving the Lord. Because it's our testimony that more believers are going to come. Go and make disciples. Go out into the world. But if we're going to be silent movie, nothing's going to happen. It's just going to be, are we going to be able to say we've run the race? And we go on to, are we being influenced by the world? Or are we being influenced by Jesus, what we confess that we serve the Lord? And we look at the story of Moses. Now, Moses grew up. We know what happened. I mean, the Israelites were outnumbering the Egyptians who were the rulers. So the Pharaoh said, no, we've got from 2 years and under. Kill the male sons, so no more. They can't produce too many. And thank God for mothers and women, because Moses' mother took him and said, no way, I'm going to let him be killed, put him in the manger and put him in the reeds. And we know that he was taken by Pharaoh's daughter and he grew up as a prince. But something within Moses said, no, I don't want to be part. Imagine royalty. Today we see they're digging up the tombs of the pharaohs, and they believe they'll be buried with all those riches. Now, all those riches was around Moses. He didn't want that. He said, no, I belong to these others, the slaves. These are my people. And we find that he was not being influenced by what was around him. His mind was fixed. And because of that, they banished him. Get out of here. But God used him mightily. My brother and sister, God wants to use us. He wants us to be an influence to others. But it's not easy out there. Today, we are a creature of habit. Whatever is going on, the trend that's going on around, everybody wants to be part of that. But to be a Christian, we know it takes a little bit extra just to show that I believe in the living God. And I will serve Him no matter what's going on. People will try and distract you. Oh, this is available, more money, whatever it is. But we got to keep on being an influence in our lives to who's around us. And God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And God's plans for us are for good and not for evil. Hebrews 12:1, my brother. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. Let us run. Let us not get weary and look about the burdens. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when we get weighed down, it's not going to, nothing going to become of us. But God has a plan for you, for me, to be used mightily. So we got to press on, as he said in Jeremiah. I have plans for you, to prosper you. You have a future and a hope. Let us put our trust and know that if we have faith in our God, He'll never fail us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Yeah, as the band comes up. So I'd like to invite today anybody that has never had the opportunity of making Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of their life. Or if there's anything that's been holding you back, maybe from being a witness or being used as a child of God. Remember, it's not about the things that are here on earth. It's about the race that Christ is complete. He's already done it. And he's going to prepare a place for us. So it's about our lives for eternity. So, yeah, I'll just say a prayer. And if anybody wants prayer, they can come up. So let us just pray. Mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. That the race, O Lord, and you gave everything, Lord. You are complete because you are the beginning and the end. And Lord, today as we are standing before you as your children, we're asking, Lord God, that you minister, Lord. That if there's anybody who has never made that commitment yet, to put you, Lord, first in their lives. Because we know, Lord, it's a challenge today to be a Christian where there's so much going on around us, busyness. Forgive us, Lord, where we've fallen short. But if there's anybody, I'll just ask you, while every eye is closed, just raise your hand. And also, if there's anybody that feels that they are a little bit tired and weary and they need a fresh touch, yeah, you could also put your hand up. I'll just have a look while every eye is closed. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your wonderful, Lord God, family here today. And we continue, Lord, to seek you. Because we know, Lord, without you, we would be lost. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and the glory.